This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. But it's, look, on the run sheet, it's a bit of a blow off your steam segment.
Just letting it all out.
Letting it all out, letting it go, and just calling people out.
The therapeutic it becomes.
It is. It is so therapeutic. Look, when our old producer originally pitched the idea, Duncan.
Jumped at it.
Yeah, we jumped at it and we thought, hey, look, instead of paying for therapy, let's just use this as a little blow off steam moment.
I think I feel better since we've been doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, a lot better.
Being able to call out, that's right.
My IQ's gone up. It's great.
I know, your hair's gotten longer. Everything's great.
Yeah, a lot longer. But I think we'll play that little sting, Wendy, for us, please.
Hey, Bryson, how's it going, dude? Hey, yeah, I'm talking to you, Bryson.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
Yeah, very aggressive.
Wow.
Every week I wonder who Bryson is. And
why they're getting called out.
Why his name is Bryson.
Unfortunately, he
wants to call out his mum for calling him Bryson. Right? Jim Bryson's his first name, and we're not talking to him like he's a street guy. And you'd think
being played so many times...
We'd have those answers.
Yeah, or they'd call in. They would have called in before.
But we haven't heard from Bryson.
We haven't heard from Bryson. So, Bryson, if you're listening, good job. Good job on that.
Name.
Oh, wait, no. I guess Bryson wouldn't have been saying that.
No, you don't call yourself out.
That's someone else saying Bryson.
Counterproductive. But look, what I feel like calling out tonight.
Okay.
And it's been on my mind for a little while. And it's okay. So, you know, when you go out for a meal, it might be a fast food meal, you know, and you get your bag. There's a lot of rubbish that comes with the meal.
Oh, yeah.
There are a bag of sandwiches.
Yeah. You could have a bag of sandwiches that you've eaten and you've left your wrappers there. Common courtesy is to, you know, take your rubbish with you.
Yep.
But there are those people who find it necessary to just be like, it's not my responsibility anymore, and just leave it. Irresponsible. Those people. I'm calling those, are they litterers? Are they, what are they?
That's right, Wendy. That's right. They should be called out. Yeah. I mean, it's just easy enough to just pick it up.
I mean, it's your rubbish.
It's your rubbish. But then, you know, wipe your mouth, put the napkin
slobs
in the back.
That's what you call
that's
them,
right.
Slobs.
That's right. And then you chuck it out in the bin.
Just irresponsible, like ridiculous.
But I don't want
no
to be
courtesy.
I don't want.
You know what you should say? In the bin with that, but also in the bin with you.
Oh.
Yes.
Good job.
The double bin job.
Right?
Thank you, everyone.
Not mad at you. I'm just mad at your actions.
Oh.
It's not what I'm not yelling at you what you're doing. I'm yelling at you for what you're not doing.
Okay,
and
look,
that's how they feel inside after being told. They've been called out to their face.
Specifically from Dylan as well. So, rough.
Definitely tough.
But I don't want to be... Look, we didn't even run it by birthday loyalty club. Maybe you are rubbish leavers. We don't want to be calling out anyone in the room.
We are rubbish makers.
Oh! Yeah.
And proud.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. Awesome. In the sense that we make stuff out of rubbish.
Yeah, little doilies out of Glad wrap.
Reappropriating.
Yeah.
Trash.
Yeah.
Once someone's trash, now someone's treasure. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful paraphrasing of a quote, yeah.
Thank you. I don't know. Oh, sorry. We got Dylan the fact checker over here. Dylan, did you want to...
Just avoiding copyright, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Is that copywritten?
No.
Well, happy birthday isn't anymore, so look at that.
Yeah. So
relevant. We've got birthday loyalty club here. See?
Look at that.
See? Look at
club.
That.
Bringing it all back.
Bring it all back to
you.
Well,
look, I got to be honest. I had that sitting on my conscience for a long time.
Yep.
And I feel a lot better.
Yep.
I feel so much better.
I feel closer to you now.
Right? I feel like I let something out. I feel closer to you right now.
We've all... Sharing a mic.
Look, we shared something. Did Bertha Lorty Club, do you have anything? Look, we'll leave it open to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, something.
I'm actually pretty livid about one particular thing.
Yeah, really? but wait. Wendy, Sugar Lips, baby, play that stinger.
What?
Yeah. Really? How do they have their sting?
Come on, Wendy. Love you.
Uh-oh.
How does that make sense? All right. Wendy, if you have it, let's play it.
I'm Nio.
And I'm Lucas. And we're from Birthday Loyalty Club. And we're calling you out!
Shots fired! Shots fired!
Wow. I don't know how...
You need him. Because that was a stinger.
That felt good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys.
Apparently you have your call out.
If you've got something to let it out, do it now. You'll feel so much better.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
worked our asses off.
Mm-hmm. Worked them off.
For, what, 3 years?
3 years.
3 years on a web series.
A web series. An internet show. A show for the YouTube. A comedy, fun, silly
comedy. It's a web series for the web.
Web series for the web. And you, we thought you were our friends. But why haven't you watched it? Why have you not watched our web series?
Possibly because we haven't mentioned it in this segment yet, but it's called Trying My Best.
Trying My Best. Birthdayloyaltyclub.com. Hey, go there.
Well,
please.
We can't.
Please,
we I don't think we can't be involved in that call. Because
I do feel good being dodging that bullet.
Right? Because we've all seen it in this room.
I saw it and I was eating popcorn when I saw it, and I enjoyed both of those things at the same time.
That sounded very
you
fancy.
You enjoyed nice. Food while watching our show. You might yes. be one yes. of the first.
Yes. But if wow. you are one of the people out there, the sad people out there who haven't had Trying My Best in their life,
yes.
shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.